Blog Talk Radio.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Gospel Radio Show. It's definitely going down on this beautiful, beautiful Friday evening. Another day that was not promised to us. Oh my goodness, another day that was not promised to us. I got to say a big shout out to everybody out there listening to us. Everybody out there been checking us out. And we got some major stuff coming up this coming up Monday. A lot of different new stuff going to be taking place this coming up Monday. We are changing the name to kind of focus on our Christian music, our Christian business. Everything we do now is going to be all about our Christian business out there. There are a lot of Christian business out there that we need to kind of focus on, and we'll be working with different Christian business out there. And I'm excited about some big things that are going to be taking place this coming up Monday. We're going live to the phone line, so we got Pastor Smith live with us. Good evening, Pastor Smith. How you doing today, man?
All right, all right. How you doing, Brother Donnie?
Man, blessed, cannot complain. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine. I'm glad, like you say, I'm glad to be here. And this is a day that was not promised to us, but what
man.
A blessing.
That's right, man. Today was not promised to us, man. And I'm just excited about the things that God is doing in my life, man. And I know you're excited about the things that's happening in your life. And it's so much going on. I mean, so much out there that's going on that's crazy, man. Just to be able to wake up and see another day, the day that was not promised, man. To see the situation that's happening all across the world, globally and national, man. It's crazy. Am I right about that, man?
Oh, you sure right about that, man. There's so much happening. So, you know, that's what lets you know. You look at TV and the news, and that lets you know how blessed we are.
Man, we are highly blessed, man.
Oh, yeah. That's right, man.
Man, so what's been going on with you, man? Let's talk about what's been happening with you.
Oh, everything is fine, man. It's just, you know, things have been spreading out. You know, a lot of DJs call me and different ones, you know, want to hear some music and want to make some noise, and I'm glad of that, you know. It's still
right.
Spreading out. Wildfire.
That's good, man. I know we've been playing it here on this show. We keep it in rotation on this program. We play 3 or 4 of your tracks every day on this show.
Amen. And we thank God for you, Brother Donnie. I know everybody do. A lot of people got big plans for you.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. And I just want to be able to, my thing is, we want to be able to focus on our Christian business out there, man, because a lot of people don't know that there are a lot of Christian business out there that we can be focusing on, man. And let's give the credit back to our Christian business, man, because when you do that, when you give back to the Christian business, man, that's when the Christian business be able to bless the church, bless the community, and all like that. Am I right about that, man?
That's right, because it's all about God. God is the one behind it all, and when you bless the Christians, that is of God, but then you're blessing God.
Yes, that's right, man. That is so true about that, man. So let's talk about your business, man. How is your business going? For those who do not know, man, this brother don't only sing, but he has his own business, moving company, man. Let's talk about that. You know I got to get you on here to talk about your Princess Mover company, man. I know y'all been hearing the commercials, been talking about it and stuff, man. So let's talk about that real quick, man.
All right. Yeah, Brother Donnie, we had some jobs come in, quite a few jobs started coming in. And then I got a big job coming in this weekend. We're going down in the Tennessee area, Nashville, and all off into the hill country and all to move a wonderful family. It's coming up 3rd of December, and that's wonderful.
Wow. Hey, man, that's always wonderful, man, when you can do something like that, man. Not only is it going to help you, but it's going to help them. And not only that, man, but you're able to give back by, you know, talking to them about the word of God, man. What you think about that?
Oh, yes, uh-huh, and we've been having a lot of meetings together with this family and sitting and talking with them about the Bible and different things, and I found out that the father of the household has a very, very bad sickness, and the mother does too, and we didn't know it, and they just finally revealed it to us, and so what we did, we pitched in and saved them about $6,000-$7,000 on their move alone.
Wow, man, that's amazing. And then not only that, man, you coming so far, man. You coming so far out, man. And that is a true blessing. And but you know, man, one thing you can say, God will get the last of this, man. It's far from being over. When it comes down to doing the work, man, and like I say, you can consider this as a ministry. And you never know what can come out of that whole situation, man.
That's right, because they was really looking for some help and someone to help them get back home. They want to go home and retire there and live there the rest of their time out. And they are elderly people, elderly Caucasian family, and they just didn't have the money that it takes for a big company to move them. And so I just stepped in and pitched in and just, I'm going to take them home.
Man, that is amazing, man. Do y'all have a thing where can people actually, I don't know if they can do this or not, man, but you tell me if they can do this. If the listeners out there feel led to donate to you, what you're doing, man, because what you're doing is a good cause for, I mean, it's a really, really good cause of what you're doing for the community, man. Can they donate? Can people donate to your cause of helping other people, man? Maybe people that's listening feel like that they want to be led to give something, man. Can they donate to your cause as far as your moving company go?
Yes, Brother Dunn, I want to mention that, and then if you the next time you call me up doing the show, I want to have some of that information. Matter of fact, I think it's in the information I gave you the other day where they can call and they can send it to my P.O. box if they want to donate to Pastor Prentice Gospel Music. And I want to give you that information, too. And I was trying to see what if you want to send your donation, you can send it to Prentice Gospel Music Ministries, P.O. Box 51404, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's P.O. Box 51404, Fort Worth, Texas, 76105. Pastor Jimmy Prentice Gospel Music Ministries.
Amen. That's what it's all about. Again, for more information, y'all can you can also call him if they forget the number, the information. They can also call you, right?
Yes, you can also call me at 817-929-3861.
Okay, yeah, y'all give him a call. And y'all need to check out his website for more information. You can also check out the website. The website is www.printersmovers.com. Now, y'all make sure y'all go out there and support this, man. I know I've been getting a couple of people ask me information about it, and I told the people, whatever they do, go to their website, and I also gave them your number to call. So people have been asking me information about it because they've been hearing me talk about it a lot. So for those who've been asking for the number and information, y'all can give him a call at 817 area code. That's 929-3861. Now, y'all know we're going to be repeating it throughout the night, all the way to 11 o'clock, so we just want to be able to be a blessing to other people, and y'all make sure y'all support this business because they are the one that's supporting us and keeping us on the radio. Without these business and other business, we would not be on the radio doing what we're doing. So he's definitely one of our big sponsors. That's why y'all hear me talk about him a lot and stuff, man. But how was your turkey on yesterday, man? Did you eat a lot of Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I was so tired from cooking down there all night long until the next day. I didn't get to do no visiting. I just had my dinner at home and laid up and rest and watched TV and watched the game.
Hey, man. Speaking of the game, who won the Cowboys game?
Cowboys didn't win, I can tell you that, because I'm not into sports too much, but Green, what was the Redskins ran? Redskins. That just goes to show you what I know. But I know I was rooting for Dallas.
You sound like me, man, because I be rooting for them too, man. But I tell a person, man, when they be asking me questions and stuff, man, they say, well, what do you think about the Cowboys? I'm sort of like a sole loser, man. If they win, I'm all right with it. If they lose, then I don't like to see nobody lose. Especially
right,
the Dallas
right,
Cowboys, right, man, because a lot of my friends, they ask me, man, W, man, I heard about y'all Cowboys. I said, my Cowboys? They're not my Cowboys. Then it's so crazy. When they win, they're my Cowboys. They're like, man, that's not right. You're not supposed to be like that.
All right.
But I'm not really a sports fan, man. If it's music, I'm more of a music fan. Anything else, I'm more of a fan of. But when it comes down to sports, I'm not really into sports. I try to be for the listeners' sakes, but that's the reason we have other people to call in and give us some sports news on what happened.
That's right. Amen. So I enjoyed it. I really did enjoy it. I don't know too much about it, but I just enjoyed it because I'm here by myself. But I really enjoyed it. They came all the way from 3 back up to, I think, 31 points. And the Redskins won by 38 points. 38 to 31, I think.
Okay. Wow. Man, just show you how much I know about it. I wouldn't even have that information.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
All right. Well, I tell you what, man, don't go nowhere, man. I'm going to go to some more music right here, and we're going to be back, and we're going to go to my favorite song, Going to Heaven, man. And I got a story to tell you about something, too, when I get back, man. So don't go nowhere. You tune in to the WB Gospel Radio Show Friday night. It's official 15 after the hour, 9:15 Central Standard Time. It is official 10:15 on the East Coast side. And so we'll be right back. Right here on Johnny B. Gospel Radio, Going to Heaven by Minister Jimmy Francis.
Determined to see my God. nobody. I search high and low, but still couldn't find nobody. Hey, my God is good, not just in the church, but even in the hood. I praise him everywhere I go. I'm a witness, let the whole world know that. My God has favor, to me out the world, he's my savior. Life vows, I owe you praise. I worship you, my hands are raised. Burns in me, the Holy Ghost fire. Every day I lift a higher, make the devil out of a liar. I praise him till I expire.
I love to praise him, I praise him through my situation. No matter what it is, I praise.
Welcome to a very special program right here. I'm Mr. DJ Donnie B, Darnell Bala, a.k.a. Donnie B. And this is where we kind of just talk about different business that are sponsoring our program. And not only that, man, I take this very serious about everything that happened with our program. Definitely want to shout out to everybody that's a future sponsor that's thinking about coming on board with us, man. But the first thing we need to do is we definitely want to say a big shout out to, today is Friday night, and we definitely want to say a big shout out to Donna M. Jones. Now, Miss Donna M. Jones has her own business, man, called Presentation Greetings and Gift. Put a smile on someone's heart. Now, for more information about this business, man, she got some beautiful gift basket. I went on the website and checked it out. I'm very impressed with it. You can, for more information, you can get in contact with her at 817-841-9418. That's 817-841-9418. When it comes down to presentation, man, she got what it takes, man. Trust me, she got some really nice. And with this being Black Friday weekend, and she said she did tell me that they have 20% off on certain things. But for more information, you can also go to their website at presentationgift.leach.com. That's presentationgift.lish.com. And she got all kinds of good stuff. Again, her telephone number is 817-841-9418. 817-841-9418. And also, we got to say another big shout out to our wonderful company, our main man, Pastor Prentice, man. He got his own moving company, man. If you're trying to get moved, y'all definitely need to check him out. And you can go to www.printersmovers.com. That's www.printersmovers.com. Tell them you hear the first right here on Dunnaby Gospel Radio broadcast. And for more information, you can get him a call at 817-929-3861. Again, 817-929-3861. And what we're going to be doing every night, we're going to be spotlighting different business out here. And also, we got to say another big shout out to one of our new sponsors as well. She's been a sponsor for about a month and a half now, and that's Minister BC. Big shout out to Minister BC. Man, she's on fire for Christ. She crunk for Christ, man. She's a gospel rapper, but she also has a magazine. Now, for more information about the magazine, you can go to www.rhythmsmagazine.com. That's www.rhythmsmagazine.com. That's MAG.com. Go check her out, man. She got a really nice magazine, the number one gospel magazine in Waco, Texas, man. A lot of people out there are going for her magazine, so a big shout out to her for that. And also, if you're looking for a non-profit organization to donate some computer parts to, you can donate. They have a 501c. You can donate to TCRS Computer for Kids. For more information about this, they're a non-profit organization. You can donate PC parts or any kind of parts you have. You may have a computer that's sitting around the house that you just don't want, that you're not using. Man, you can donate it to Computer for Kids. Man, what they do, they donate computers, nice computers, to kids, low-income kids that cannot afford a computer, that needs a computer. Now, for more information about that, you can get them a call at 817-332-7525, 817-332-7525. Not only do they do that, man, but if you got a computer that needs to be repaired, they repair a computer, and they also upgrade computer. For more information, get them a call at 817-332-7525, 817-332-7525. We're trying to make a difference in the community. And again, if you got some old computers that you don't want that's sitting around the house, man, these guys right here can come and pick it up, or you can send it to them, and they will, put it to use, especially if you're not doing nothing with the computer. Again, 817-332-7525. 817-332-7525. And if you, every night we're going to be doing this. So every night, if you want to be part of this, we want to be able to keep you abreast on what's happening. And we definitely want to thank our sponsors that are sponsoring us on this program. We do this every night, Monday through Friday, where we can kind of keep abreast on what's happening in the world. This is called In the Spotlight. And if you want your business to be mentioned in the spotlight on this one, give me a call at 682-323-1102. 682-323-1102. Thank you.
Someone clock is 9 o'clock for Donnie B Radio. You tune in to 9:30. Well, 109.3. Donnie B. My daddy.
Come on! Maria K.
Yeah, come on. Come on, y'all. We need y'all out there. Get this energy going.
Me and the cold with no house, no job.
That's right.
I'm trying to figure out. Can somebody help me?
Come on.
Can't be my kid.
Yeah.
Bills after bills and
yeah. Stop.
Tears in my eyes crying.
Come on.
That's the reason.
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
And you won't believe it.
Come on now. Sounds real good. Won't you agree?
Say it.
Let's work.
That was who's the DJ?
KFK. Believe it.
Yeah, Mr. DJ, that's...
And you won't believe it.
Yeah,
JFK.
StayHosting.com. We're not just hosting, we stay hosting.
And all they asked about was, who's the DJ?
JFK.
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
And you won't believe it.
What is the reason for all the time I'm doing this? went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
All right, y'all, man. It's definitely going down right here on 109.3 FM and Gospel. I want to definitely say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us tonight. It is official 56 after the hour. We're going live to my boy Swagger Countdown, doing it real big. Hey, what's going down, man?
What's going on with you, Donnie B? This your boy Suave, Swagger Countdown Radio. What's good with you?
Hey, man, you know what? Just playing some good gospel music, man. What about you, man?
Oh, man, you can't go wrong with playing good gospel music, man. It's just where it go.
Hey, man, that's what it's all about, man. I see you got your, did you get your show back in?
Oh, you know, my show ain't never left, man. I'm just chilling with the fam right now, you know what I'm saying? Got my girls in the house. Say hey! Say
y'all
hey, Donnie B! Already. We doing
things,
man.
Want to
give a shout out to the GOD, man.
Hey, man. Tell everybody what side of town you guys are representing from, man.
Hey, y'all tell them what city y'all representing. Waco, Texas, man.
Wow, Waco in the building.
Waco man. Is in the building, man. I'm down here in Waco, man, for Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Doing the B.I.G.
Man, that's what's up, man. So what did you do for Thanksgiving, man? Let's talk about it real
quick. Man, I got food, man. I really got food, man. We ate, you know what I'm saying? We had so much cake and everything else. We've been on this weekend. It's just been a good thing, man. Good chill with family and all that, you know?
Right, man. You know what? That's what it's all about, man. Getting with the family and, you know, spending time with the little ones, spending time with the whole entire family, man.
I see you on the mix, though, man. Yeah, and on the mix, I'm liking the mix, man.
Yeah, we got the gospel mix. We got everything, man. We got everything you want.
Already, man. Hey, I'm jamming, you know what I'm saying, on that gospel.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, man. Trying to have a good time. We got a lot of new Christmas music we're going to be playing tonight, too. So get ready for it, man.
Can you give a shout-out to all the Waco people, man? Can you do that for me?
Oh, yes. I definitely got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's representing in Waco, Texas, especially to one of our sponsors over there, man, Gospel Rhythm Magazine. They doing it real big out there, man. So, you know, we got a sponsor from out there in Waco, man. So, you know, we got to show love to Waco, Texas.
Okay. Well, I got somebody I want to shout-out to you, Donnie B.
All right, then. Hello. Hey, welcome to the show. Who is this?
Shalante Shaw.
All right. What you doing out? Did you go shopping today for Black Friday?
No.
What? I can't believe that. Why you didn't go? Why you didn't go shopping? So you didn't want to go shopping for Black Friday, huh?
Wanted to.
you wanted to. Oh, okay, okay. You got any quick shout-outs real quick?
I want to give a shout-out to my mom. I want to give a shout-out to my sister, Dayan and David. My cousin right here. I know you don't know where you're going.
All right. Y'all just did it. What school do y'all represent out there?
Huh?
What school do y'all represent?
We represent LB, the Big High School.
Already. Represent out there. That's what it's all about. Put my boy back on the phone line. Man, y'all got it going on out there.
Yeah, we do, man. We do, man. But you got going on the ones and twos, man. I'm going to let you do what you got to do, but I'm rocking with you.
I appreciate that, man. We're going to make sure we play some good music for you, man. How about that, man?
Hey, if you ain't being blessed with Donnie B., you know what I'm saying? This gospel radio station, I don't know what you're doing because going there and get your press on. You see?
All right. Y'all hear the first right here on 109.3 FM, the gospel. We're going to be right back with more gospel music right here on 109.3 FM.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Tell me
this.
This is on the radio too?
Live.
I don't like
that.
Break all
my doors
with that one.
That's how I'm low.
Hi, Dallas 43. Are you looking for a movers company? Well, look no more. Prentice Movers has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 25 years. They are licensed, funded, and insured. For more information, check out their website at www.prentismovers.com. Again, that website is www.prentismovers.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861 and let them know that Mr. Donnie B over at 1093 FM The Gospel sent you over. Thank you.
Here we go.
It's not that your radio sounds strange. You just found a station that plays what you like. And thanks for listening.
Merry Christmas, Tim. Merry Christmas, Mother.
Merry Christmas,
sir. Merry Christmas,
Dad.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas,
Yolanda.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas, bro. Merry Christmas,
girl.
It's time.
It's time again for the holidays. The pain and sorrow miles away. But in my spirit, I've got to say, there's no Christmas without you. With caroling and mistletoe, children playing in the snow, but in their hearts the world is slow. There's no Christmas without you.
Your gift?
Your gift of love.
So
with our voice.
So with our voice, and lift it high.
Hallelujah.
And praise is reaching us to the sky.
Jesus, you're.
Jesus, you're the reason why. And so Christmas plays
FM, the gospel. If you haven't heard the news, we are still in we're still investigating this. Breaking news, Larry Hagman has passed away. For those who do not know who that is the guy that played J.R. on Dallas, the TV show called Dallas. Just got the word today that he just passed away. He was born in Fort Worth, Texas. But he died at Medical City Hospital. We still getting more details about that. His co-star, Lennon Gray, was there by his side. Patrick Duffy was also by his side when he passed away. Again, the guy that played J.R. on Dallas has just passed away, has died. We'll keep you posted as we get more details about that and more right here on 109.3 FM. The beat, the gospel, man. If you haven't heard the news, the guy that played J.R. has died, has passed away. We're still getting more details about this. But again, it's breaking news. I'm kind of speechless about it, man. But the guy that played J.R. has passed away. The actor who played J.R. on Dallas is dead. That's on the day that we know right now. He died at Medical City Hospital. His co-star, Linda Gray, and Patrick Duffy was by his side when he passed away. So we'll keep you abreast as we get more details about that. But he is dead. We'll keep you posted as we get more details about this coming up right here on 1093. We're going out to the phone line to area code 46528. You're live on the radio. Who is this?
DJ Shine, man. What's up with it?
Yeah, man, you just heard the breaking news, man. What are your thoughts on that? JR from Dallas that played Dallas, that played on Dallas.
One that played on Dallas? I just got on the radio station, man. I didn't even check it out, California.
Yeah, he just passed away. We just not getting word just now. So we're going to keep everybody abreast on that as we get more details about that. Again, we just found out that Larry Hagman, who played J.R. on Dallas, is dead. We don't know any other details just yet. We'll keep y'all posted as we get more details about that. This is just now coming in with the Associated Press. I'm on the Associated Press site right now. This is just now coming on the Associated Press, man. As we get more details about this, we'll keep everybody posted on what's happening, but he is dead. We don't know nothing else right now. If we get more details, we'll let the listeners know. If we get any more information before we go off at 11 o'clock tonight, we'll keep you guys abreast on what has happened, why he died, and all that. Right now, only thing we know is that he is dead. Man, it's been a sad news day today with a lot of craziness going on, man. What are your thoughts on that, man?
Oh, man, that's sad, man. Because I used to watch Dallas back in the day when I was young, man.
I think that's tragedy, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
That's sad. That's anybody just lose a family member, man, that is very sad.
Well, it is, man. I'm kind of speechless behind it, man. We just got the win of it on the Associated Press just now. Again, we'll keep y'all posted as we get more details about that. Definitely tune in to the All News That We Got for Radio Show. It's official 13 after the hour. We're going to have a lot more coming up right here. Again, if you haven't heard the news, Larry Hagman has passed away. That's the one that played Dallas.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry for that, y'all. But we'll keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that right here on 1093 FM. We'll be right back.
He gave his only son, and the son gave his life for me. When he died on Calvary, there's no greater love, nowhere find it, than a man laid down his life for friends. There's no greater love, no greater love than a man would lay down his life for friends. Thank you.
Man, been protesting, picking the Walmart. But it looked like after the Black Friday, they still was success, and they said that a lot of people that was out there protesting, I don't know if you heard this, man, but they said a lot of people out there protesting don't even work for Walmart. What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. It's pathetic, man. You know, everybody
man,
need a job. Y'all protest that job.
You know right. what, man? To be honest with you, if that would have been me out there, I wouldn't be out there protesting. I'd be out. They better watch their back, because I'd be out there trying to give me a job. I'll be out there trying to give me a job. Say, somebody hire me at Walmart. You ain't gonna hear no complaints. You ain't gonna hear no complaints from me. I said, man, because I'd be thankful just to have a job. And see, that's another thing we gotta talk about, man. Me, you gotta talk about. You got all these people are threatening to quit, threatening to boycott, but you're blessed to even have a job, man, because you got hundreds of people, millions of people out there who don't even have a job. So they don't have a job, they even support their family, but you got a job, but you got enough deaths, enough nerves to complain that you're not getting enough. Come on.
Yeah.
I was just telling one of my friends who's a store manager, I was just telling her that a couple of days ago. I said, come on now. We're living in a time now where if you just have a job, be thankful for the job you got.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't. A lot of people are not. You got people that have been looking for jobs for, what, six months to a year. Some people have been looking for jobs longer than that. And you got death on nerve. And I'm going to keep it real. Y'all better be looking for gospel shit, because I be don't say it. Y'all, you know what? I ain't going to say that. That's a gospel thing. But on the serious side, man, you know, I don't do that no more. I can kind of change my life to God. But on the serious side, a lot of people out here complaining who have a job when you got plus of people. And I was just telling this girl at Starbucks just on yesterday, you got plus of people out there that don't even have a job, who's struggling, looking for a job, man. You got people out here complaining about this, complaining about that, saying that I don't want to come in, y'all not giving me enough hours. Then when you do get enough hours, you complaining about that. Oh, that's too many hours. I can't afford to do that. My goodness.
Yeah.
Come on now. Y'all gotta keep it real. Y'all got to stop all that complaining. If you get a job, you're thankful for that job. All that. It ain't time for that going out here quitting. 1 minute working this job, the next minute you don't like the boss, so I'm going to quit. You better take that bull crap from the boss and at least think that you got a job. If she tell you to stretch your tail, you better stretch it five times. and that's just speaking on another level, man. But the point is, man, is so many people out there who are struggling, who don't even have a job. And I was just talking to one guy, him and his family, living on a bridge, man. Living on a bridge.
And
I keep hearing, and this is the number one thing I keep hearing people say. And I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I keep hearing people say, well, Barack Obama got us in this mess. And I'm expecting, no, Barack Obama ain't got us in this mess. Come on now. This is 13, 14 years of not mess.
Yeah.
Quit blaming Barack Obama for this. Barack Obama's trying to fix it. And he can't fix it if y'all don't support him. Y'all, everybody got to start supporting him now. We got to wake up as America and wake up as a community, and we got to start doing what is right. And quit blaming Barack Obama for everything. This got something to go further back when Bush was in office, when Bush father was in office. No disrespect, but this go back when he was in office. Come on now, y'all give me a break. Let this man do his job. 4 years. 4 years is not going to be enough. And to be honest with you, 8 years ain't going to be enough. 8 years it's not going to be enough of 13 years of blood crap from the father to the son. Give me a break. Come on.
Y'all
off like cats and dogs. but the thing about it is, man, we as a community, we got to keep it real. We got to keep it real when it comes down to it. Stop blaming man for it and come up with solutions. But now I want to hear the solution. We always talk about what President Barack Obama's doing. hell, let's come up with a solution. What are we going to do that's going to take us to the next level?
Yeah.
Come on, people. I want to hear some real solutions. Okay? I was going to fix the problem. He can't do it by himself. He said it 50 million times. He can't do it by himself. It's going to take all of us to come together as a whole country to come up with this. So I want to hear the next caller call in. Please call in and give us a solution. We need some new ideas.
For 2013, we're going live to the phone line right now.
817-793, you live on the radio. Who is this? 817-793, you live on the radio.
Okay. Guess they didn't
want to know. But again, man, that's what I want to hear. It's Friday night. It's 28 after the hour, and I want to hear some. I want to hear some real talk. We got a lot of people listening to us too. I want to hear some real talk, man. What do you think about this? Come on, man, DJ Sean. We got to talk about this. We got to keep it real. It's a lot of craziness happening right now. What do you think about it?
Exactly. Yeah, we got a lot of issues. We got to come, you know what I'm saying? We got to come together. America got to come together as one. That's what we need. You know what I'm saying? We need more unity in the United States, man. You know what I'm saying? They kind of think, you know what I'm saying, Obama is the problem. No, he's not the problem. You know what I'm saying? Solution is we got to come together as one. That's all we got to do, man. But,
exactly. You're right. That's what it boils down to. Coming back, let's come up with some solutions that can solve the problem. Like Sheila was saying a couple weeks ago, you know, we gotta talk about coming up with some fresh ideas on what we can do in 2013. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear some fresh ideas for 2013 that can possibly help us to get out of this thing that we in. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. We know we in some money debts, man. We know right now we in billions of dollars. Right now,
billions of dollars.
But the thing about it is, man, it ain't gonna make it no better if we don't come together as America and figure this thing out. Cause you can tell just by looking at Barack Obama, man, he's tired. He can tell.
Everybody looking at him, you know what I'm saying? He probably solve everything.
Here's the bottom line. Let's keep it real. What do we want? We want him to be God. We want him to fix things overnight. Okay,
yeah.
You are president. Okay, this is just how I'm speaking. I'm not saying this because this is not different than how I think. I look at it. But we as America expect for this man to jump up and fix this overnight. All right, you are president of the United States of America. Fix it now. And that's just real. Let's just keep it real. If you look at the reality of how people are talking, this is what's going on with our society. This is what we're looking at. People are really looking at this like President Barack Obama was supposed to fix it overnight. But I'm sorry. It takes more than and this is another thing I have a problem with. I've been checking this out. The Republicans and Democrats, y'all need to get it together. We as a community, we as America, have voted y'all in to help solve the problem. Now, if y'all ain't going to solve the problem, get your tail out the way and let somebody else that get in and solve the problem. Because we don't have time for the this is what they acting like. It's like two kids in one room. Okay?
Yeah.
And that's keeping it real. When you're looking at this on the news, you're looking at it's almost like looking at two kids. The Republicans and Democrats are going at it. Okay?
Yeah.
The Republicans are saying, hey, this the way we want it. It is gonna be our way or no way. And here go the Democrats.
Yeah.
The Democrats saying, hey, no, it ain't gonna be y'all way, it's gonna be our way or no way. Well hell,
yeah.
We don't give a how we want if justice for America. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow, but what it does matter, it matters what we can do for American people. We have to stop all this bull crap. Ooh, man, this is the way it should be. Here's the Republican. Man, we said do it our way or no way. We're not gonna do it. And here goes the Democrat. Well, we don't like the way y'all are doing it, so you guys can do the way we want y'all to do it. We don't give a nigga. We don't care what you think. All we want in America is to get the problem fixed. Fix the budget problem. You know it's a budget problem. You know we going through trials and tribulation with the budget. So we need to fix it. That's what I want to see in 2013. I want to see results. I want to see somebody say, hey, in 2013, the Republicans and Democrats are going to come together. When I voted for the Democrats, I voted for a change of everybody coming together.
Marque el dos to exit. Press star.
Okay, what was that? Did you just hear that?
Are you still there? To hear your mailbox prompts in English, press 1.
Okay. Was that you, man?
Sorry about that, baby.
Okay. All right. You never know what's going to happen on this show. This show is crazy. But again, man, I just want to say this is what we're going to have to do in 2013. We're going to have to come up with some better solutions. And everybody needs to go in what you think they need to do, man? We need to email all the Republicans that's in office and the Democrats that's in office and say, let's come together with solutions. Do you agree with me on that, DJ Sean? All right, I don't know where DJ Sean went. But all right, child, you definitely tune in to the All New Dynamite Gospel Radio Show right here. It's a beautiful night. It's a 10:30.
No, I agree with you. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. It's 34 after the hour, y'all. We're going to some more gospel music. I'm angry, but I'm angry in a good way. But I'm very frustrated because I feel that we as America need to come together and make a solution, come up with a better solution. For our country. We're going live to the phone now. I want to hear from everybody tonight. 817-793, you are live on the radio. Who's this?
Hello, Donnie. This is Ricky.
Hey, Ricky. How you doing, man?
All right. Well, I'm here to talk about boxing, not about the...
Oh, you want to talk about the boxing? Go ahead. Let's talk about the boxing, man. Oh, this is my buddy, Ricky. I know who you are now, man. How you been doing?
All right. No, we got a fighter fighting next week at the Hearst Convention Center. It's called the Mid-City Mayhem.
Wow, man. Will it be any tickets? Does it cost for the tickets?
I'm selling tickets at our gym. Our address is 2732 West Fifth Street.
Okay.
And, the kid that's boxing for us is going to be a heavyweight fight. He's going to fight an MMA guy out of San Antonio named Aaron Rosas. Aaron Rosas be a sparring partner for Tito Ortiz.
Wow. Okay.
That's who we're fighting. We're fighting that guy.
Man, that's gonna be good, man. You guys do, and what a lot of people don't know, man, that you guys do a lot of stuff for the young people, man. Talk about all the stuff that you guys do for the young people, man. This is the kind of stuff I like to hear. And then
December the 3rd, I believe in the Las Vegas, we got a fight for one of our young pros that's 19. He'll be probably fighting on ESPN. This will be our second time with a different fighter fighting on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing we'll be doing in December. And another thing that we have is for kids that are young that are they're entering a tournament called the Silver Gloves.
Mm-hmm.
They win here, then they advance to Arkansas, and they win in Arkansas, then they advance to the national group, which is in the city.
Okay.
And when they go to Kansas City, that's when they fight everybody from the United States. Everybody from the United States that competed in their region, then you become a national champion. Last year we had a kid named Andrew Trevino that won the national. And also, when they compete in this tournament, they're competing for a scholarship, too.
Wow, man.
So then they'll have a scholarship after they decided that they want to go to college after high school.
Okay. Wow, that's what I'm talking about. So that's what it's all about, y'all, helping out in the community, man. Now, Ricky, you want to give out a phone number, man? We got a lot of people listening to the show, man. You want to give out a phone number real quick?
Yeah, if you want to call for tickets or about boxing or anything, just give me a call at 817-793-4181.
Okay, repeat that number one more time.
817-793-4181.
Okay. Wow, man. DJ Sean, what you think about that, man?
I like fighting, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know you do.
I love fighting.
Hey Ricky, what we may have to do, we may have to go ahead on and just let you train my boy right here, DJ Sean, and let him go ahead on and just go at it.
Yeah, I like to learn boxing, man. I like somebody out real quick.
Well, everybody, once they work out, they say, man, it's not as easy as I thought.
Mm-hmm. And believe me, I've seen it. Man, I be looking at them like, whoa, I don't think I should do that. You got to be bold.
And 3 minutes is like an hour.
Wow, man, that's what's up. Well, I tell you what, man, definitely keep us updated with everything that you guys got going on, man, so we can go ahead on and put the word out, man. Now, also, I'm going to give you my email live on the radio real quick, man. It's dunnyb27@yahoo.com, man. And I'll be texting that information to you, man. Any kind of anything that you guys coming up, let us know, man. We have a community calendar thing that we do, and we can put that on our community calendar.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate you calling in, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. They do a lot of different stuff out there, man. I like what they be doing, especially when it comes down to the young people. You see a lot of young people, and I'm telling young people, if you're trying to get into something that you just want to fight and just get it off of your bed, go and check out Ricky Dill, because Ricky Dill be really doing it for the young people out there, man. And that way, to me, I look at it, man, this is where you can get all your frustrated, all your anger, instead of taking it out on certain people, you can just take it out on they got some kind of thing about it.
Yeah, the first man that's in the ring.
I don't know what they call that. Ricky, what they call that, Ricky?
Here you go.
Ricky?
I think
Ricky left us. But it's some kind of punching bag. Yeah, it's a punching bag is what they
bag they use.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, you can tell, man. One day I was videotaping it for my stream TV, man. And they was, man, I'm telling you, they was going at it. You can look at the expression on their face. Oh, man, you would think that. Woo! I would not want to be in one of the fights with them. That's how crazy it was, man. It was crazy. I said, wow, man. But I think what I want to do, man, with my little boy, I got a six-year-old. I think I want to put him in something like that. Because he looks like he always got to get angry at somebody. And what better way to get your anger, your frustration out, and going to class and punching a puncher. A punching bag.
Yeah, give him a little punching bag. You know what I'm saying? Give him something to punch out.
Give him one of them punching bags. Every time you get mad at somebody,
for like 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, though, man. You have to give him one of them punching bags and just let him go at it, man. Just let him go at it. And, you know, you just never know what's going to happen, man. But anyway, what's going on with you, man? So what you got planned for the weekend, man? Are we getting ready to go hang out? Y'all got any community events coming up this weekend, man?
Yeah, we got a birthday party coming up at JC tomorrow, you know, for my nephew, you know what I'm saying? So we got something like that big coming up. Then I got missing my boy, you know what I'm saying? He sells some body oil, air freshener, my boy Clarence, you know what I'm saying? My boy Clarence.
Okay.
So, messing with my boy right there. So, he, you know what I'm saying? He going to promote us too. So,
wow.
We got some stuff going on, you know. Real big.
And you know what, man? What better way to have that, especially with us getting ready to have a car dealership. We're getting ready to start working with it in Dallas, Texas, Public Auto. I believe it's Public Auto car dealership, man. And what better way, man, when we sell them a car, we can sell them some air freshener. Whoa!
Exactly. You're right. You know what I'm saying? That's better business for my boy, though. You know, my boy, he needs it, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to work with him hard.
Check it out, man. I'm loving it. You're going to have a fresh new car, and then you're going to turn around. You're going to have not only have a fresh new car, but you're going to have some fresh what? What is you going to have fresh?
Air fresh.
Air fresh new. Wow. You're going to have a nice car, smell good, and the car going to smell so good. Woo, I can smell it right now. Strawberry. Strawberry with wine. What they call that, man?
Strawberry.
I forgot what they call it. Apple cherry or something. I don't know. Green apple cherry or something. I don't know. You gotta help me, man. You're supposed to be able to help me with this, man. So
right.
What color? Speaking of that, man, what flavor are y'all going to have when y'all start selling it?
Oh, man. He got some new flavor out. You know, it's a new name, and it's kind of hard, you know. You know, it's a hard name, you know. I know
is
he got
real?
Wild Theory. He got
Peach.
Okay. He got a whole 9 yards, you know, coconut. He got, you know what I'm saying, all the flavors. So, but he got this new one that's coming out now from overseas, and it smells real good, Donnie. It smells, oh, man.
Wow. I want to take that one out, man.
That'll drive my women crazy, you know what I'm saying? My woman right there, she needs something like that.
Man, what you're saying is, man, she'll be stuck in the car 24 hours a day. That's what it sounds like.
You know?
She be like, baby, I don't want to get out the car, baby. I want to stay in the car. It smells so good in this car. I want to stay in it. I want to live in this car.
Wow, man.
say, man, then you have to figure a way how to get her out that car.
I know.
She'll be stuck in that car.
That's right.
That'll be some crazy stuff right there. You will never get rid of her. She'll be in the car all day long.
Exactly.
Wow, man.
Yeah, you know, but my boy.
Do y'all have a price? How much y'all gonna be charging for that too?
I think he's gonna get some discount. He gonna get everybody a discount. You know, so he said my boy Donnie B, my boy AB, you know what I'm saying, DJ Shine, you know what I'm saying, he get a little discount, you know what I'm saying, say our name, you know what I'm saying, so. You know,
that'd be something really on serious side, man. That'd be something really cool to have, man. Something cool like
exactly.
That. You
know,
be like,
once you get it, you know, he do graphic too. You know,
So what you saying, man? This dude is the jack of all trades. This dude not only is I don't even know what we call this, a salesman for air freshener,
right.
For car
yeah.
air freshener, man. This dude is doing everything. Wow, I tell you what,
yeah.
Man. Speaking of doing everything, we got to go. This is how we pay our bills, man. So we got to go to a quick station break. And when we come back, man, we're going to come back with some hopefully we'll come back and get ready to wrap the show up. We go off in 15 more minutes, man. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a quick station break, and we're going to come back. If y'all want to call in, kick your shouts out, represent. Call us at 347-989-1725. Talk radio. Taking talk radio to another level. We'll be right back, right here.
A great time to turn your outdoor living space into a mini spa retreat. To help, here are some tips for enjoying your backyard spa and keeping maintenance simple. Proper water circulation is important. Run the circulation system every day. Continue to clean the filter every 4 to 6 weeks. To preserve spa surfaces and prevent dirt buildup, you can use off-the-wall surface cleaner and spa guard cleaning mitts. Powerful, low-sudsing cleaners that work specifically with spa water chemistry. You can learn more at spaguard.com.
Hi, Dallas 43. Are you looking for a movers company? Well, look no more. Prentice Movers has been serving the DFW Metroplex for over 25 years. They are licensed, funding, and insurance. For more information, check out their website at www.prentismovers.com. Again, that website is www.prentismovers.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861 and let them know
then Mr. Donnie B over at 1093 FM The Gospel sends you over. Thank you.
Safe at home, install locks that let windows open only part way. You can feel the breeze, but kids can't crawl out. Next, put bright stickers at children's eye level on glass doors. Because kids can get entangled in window treatment cords, leading window covering manufacturer Hunter Douglas offers many styles that eliminate cords or reduce access to them. For older products, the Window Covering Safety Council has free retrofit kits. Learn more at hunterdouglas.com/child safety.
This your homie OG Ross, and you know Swish Owl's finest chop stars. We in the building. I want to personally invite everybody out to attend the 6th annual OG Ron C. Texas Music Conference, taking place December the 13th through the 15th all across the Dallas Metroplex. And this year, we're recognizing the producers and the DJs, making it the year of the mix. So Thursday, December the 13th, come out to Club OUI for the kickoff party featuring the 7th year celebration of Skylife Entertainment, with special invited guests, my homie, DeRoe, Gator Man, Michael 5000 Watts, Lil Will, Trey Peso, Maybach Music Group's A Baby, my girl Kiki J, and many more. Friday, December the 14th, is DFW's first ever silent beat auction at the Halftime Bar and Grill in Arlington, with producers such as my homie DJ Chose, B King, Player Skills, and Big Faze, just to name a few, will be auctioning off their beats to register bidders. And profits of the beats sold will go towards benefiting the children of AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. To register your beat and for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com. Saturday, December the 15th, the official music conference is at Club OUI, featuring 4 panels, artist performances, Q&A, and a special fashion show hosted by super video model Ebony J. The conference begins at 12 noon with the official after party at Club Onyx Dallas. Remember, admissions into the events is 3 new unwrapped toys to be donated to the Children AIDS Arms and Kim's Kids Foster Homes. So for more information, visit www.ogroncTMC.com or contact Sky of Sky Life Entertainment at 214-815-4979. See you there.
Man, you got to check out the hottest new CD, Two Master, by Pastor Jimmy Prentice. Everybody is talking about the hottest CD across the country. For more information about purchasing this new CD, all you got to do is go to www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Again, that's www.PastorJimmyPrentice.com. Or you can call 817-929-3861. Again, 817-929-3861. Purchase this CD. Everybody's talking about this CD. It is off the chains. Y'all check it out first. And tell them you heard it first on 1093 FM, thegospel.org.
It's not that your radio sounds strange. You just found a station that plays what you like. And thanks for listening.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
All right, y'all, man. Welcome back to the all-new WB Radio Show right here. It is official 50 after the hour. We got less than 10 minutes, man, before we be getting ready to get off the airways, man. Shout out. What's going on, man? What's up, man?
All right, man.
We got a live caller on the phone line. Well, let's find out who this is on the phone. All right, you live on the radio right here, 817-658. You are live on the radio. Who is this?
This is Dominique Smith calling about my first professional debut fight that I'm going to be in on the Mid-City Mayhems on November 30th.
Okay. Wow, man. Okay, welcome to the show, man. Let's talk about your fights real quick, man. How did you get started?
Well, I got started one day. You know, I was at the Sam's Club, and I seen a little boxing gym or whatever. Had a little old boxing set, and I seen that. I was like, you know, I'd like to get that in. you know, check it out and try to teach myself something, you know. I went on and got it and started training myself, watching DVDs, and eventually ended up getting connected with my coach, Ricky Sanchez, and had my first fight, knocked the dude out in the first round, and ever since then, it's been my calling. And, you know, my father was in the NBA for 13 years, you know, so I wanted to do something to try to follow footsteps, but didn't go in good with the basketball, so I ended up on the next thing, and I was boxing, and everything just started going good for me, and I won the Golden Gloves 2 times in a row, was runner-up in the Black Gloves, so everything just started working out for me, and then I ended up turning professional, and, you know, and everything's been going good, so I'm real psyched about this fight. Hopefully I can follow my dad's footsteps and, you know, follow the legacy.
Wow, that's amazing, man. Good luck with that too, man. That is amazing. Sean, I know you got something to say about that, man. Cause I definitely got one quick question for him after this, man. But go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. You know what I'm saying? You find your daddy's footsteps, man. You know that. You know that's that's the tradition. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
wait a minute, man.
In the NBA?
Go ahead.
He played for the New York Knicks, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Atlanta Hawks. He was MVP All-Star 1978. His name was Randy Smith, the Iron Man.
Randy Smith.
Yep, I heard of him.
Yeah, number nine.
Hold on for 1 second, man. I got to ask you this, man. Now, my boy Sean right here thinks that he got what it takes. So, do you think you can train him to be just like you, man?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's not easy. It's hard work. It's real hard work and determination. But if you got those two things, you can definitely go somewhere. Anybody can go somewhere.
Right. Man, I got to answer this, though, man. On the serious side, man, I got to answer this, man. When you get mad, do you take it out on that punching? Because I've been to y'all place before. Boy, when I see some of y'all be mad. When y'all mad at the world, it's like y'all give 5-6 punches at one time. So tell me, man, when you mad, when you angry and upset, do you take it out on that punching bag? Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When I'm mad, I go out and I take all my frustrations out on that bag, and it definitely makes me feel a lot better. Cause that's real true thing.
Wow.
So,
yeah. I tell you what, man, I'm gonna be your best friend. I'm gonna make sure I don't make you mad at all. I'm gonna be on your good side. I'm gonna need you to protect me. I mean, for real, man, I'm gonna need you to help me.
I definitely got you. I'm just out here. Hopefully, give it all I got, you know, and hopefully, dang, I can go all the way to the top and be the world champion someday. So,
hopefully, man.
Everything goes good, man. I really been putting everything into this, and, you know, putting God first as my savior, and hopefully everything can go right with this. But I definitely
I gotta ask you this, man. Have you always wanted to be a boxer all of your life?
No, actually, it came out of nowhere. Like I said, when I turned 25, that's when I just woke up one day and was like, you know, I want to be a boxer. I want to do this. And ever since then, it's been working in my favor. You know, like I said, I won the Golden Gloves 2 times, and that was a shock for me. And then just ever since then, it's just been 7 stones, and I just kept on going with it. And like I said, I want to make my father proud and my family and everything. And, you know, right now I want to get my family out of the hood, right, and everything. Right now I'm in these projects, so hopefully all this hard work pay off, and, you know, I can get him out of here and That's what I'm hoping on now. So I'm, I'm not only fighting for myself, I'm fighting for everybody. I'm...
Okay.
Man, that's something. And are you from the Fort Worth, Dallas area? Is this where you born and raised, Fort Worth?
No, I was born and raised in San Diego, California. And
okay.
Then
my mother
was a flight attendant, so she works for American Airlines, so we ended up moving out here to Fort Worth, and it was, and ever since then, I loved it. It's a nice place to raise a family. It's good. I love the people. Nice hospitality out here. I feel welcome, so this is going to be my place. I'm going to stay here for the rest of my life.
Okay. That sounds good, man.
Thank you. Thank
sounds
you, most
good.
Definitely.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. I'm going to tell my boy Donnie B, I don't need no training.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing, man. That's real.
Thank you. Well, I get out here and, you know, get some people out here to support me, you know, and everything.
Okay.
I've been doing this for a while now, so. Like I said, I want to make everybody proud, and
there you go.
Everything will go.
Man,
that's what it's all about, man.
That is, man. And that's what it's all about, man. We got a minute and a half left, man, before the show is up, man. Man, I would love to bring you guys back on the program, man, and maybe get with Ricky, and we bring maybe about two. We just spend 2 hours just talking to you guys about the fight and let people call in and talk about everything that you guys got going on, man. I love for us to set something up, man. Write down my number real quick, man. It's 682-323-1102. I'll get with Ricky, and let's try to make something happen, man.
Most definitely. I definitely appreciate if y'all have me. Definitely. No doubt, man.
We're going to bring you back on. We definitely going to bring you back on, man, because you kind of teaching me some stuff about this boxing and stuff, man. I used to want to do something like that, man, but not go professional, man. I think I just wanted to do it.
Yeah, I like boxing, man. Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Stephen Hall.
Yeah.
I went back, man.
Well, you know what? But I can't picture you doing that, son. I got to kind of picture you being a boxer. I got to figure that one out. You're gonna have to teach him a whole lot, man. Let me know when you get ready to do that too, man, because I'm gonna film that one. We're gonna put that on live so everybody can see.
Anytime.
I'm gonna have to let him host that one right there.
Mother Vanessa Arnold, my wife Candace Smith, my kids, and my coach, everybody from the Premier Boxing Club, everybody from back home in California, everybody in Fort Worth. I love all y'all, and like I said, we're gonna do this, and hopefully one day, I'll be the world champ. Thank you very much.
And when you do, man, don't forget to come on,
man.
And you know what? And when you do, don't forget to come on the show and tell us what happened.
Most definitely. Thank you.
I will put my money on it, man. Hey,
I'm putting my money on this one, y'all.
That's cool. Most definitely.
Already, that's our boy right there. Thank you for calling in, man. And we're gonna take another quick station break, and we'll be right back to get ready to close out right here on 109.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
Internet radio advertising.
Oh, it's that word.
Well, we like to think of it as a good marriage. Why don't you promote your product to an audience that will appreciate it? In fact, how easy would it be to just send off a quick email to this very radio station to ask about how little it may cost for radio advertising?
Also, hit them up on their Facebook and Twitter accounts.
You're locked in to the hottest station on the planet.
All right, Sean, man, we're getting ready to close this part of the show, man. Sean, shout out.
Yeah,
who you
want
to shout out to, man? Who you want to shout out to, man, before we go off the airway?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to AB. Of course, you, Donnie B. You know, my boy, Donnie, DJ Don, you know what I'm saying? Liz, you know, JC, you know what I'm saying? Making it possible, working in the club, and my boy Curtis, you know what I'm saying, my brother Clarence, you know what I'm saying, and Hardline, they out there, you know what I'm saying. They probably at the ghetto right now, getting drunk, getting messed up. So, you know, so I ain't finna join them tonight.
Boy,
so I'm going to
be saying that wait, hold on. You ain't supposed to be saying that on the gospel station, boy. We live on the radio. Church folks listening to this like, what, drunk? Did he say? Yeah, okay. Hey, he's talking about drunk off for ice cream. That's what he's talking about. He drunk out for ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
They probably looking like, wait a minute, what did he say? Baby, this is a God, this is a church program. Drunk out, yeah, mother dear, drunk out for ice cream.
Yeah, drunk out for ice cream, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll drink, so, you know, that's me. So, yeah, I'm a southern guy, you know. You know what I'm saying? They called me up, told me you invite me somewhere, so I'm not going. So.
Say, can you get drunk? Is it true you can get drunk off a diet Dr. Pepper?
Coca-Cola, too.
Are you serious about that? That's going to be our topic tomorrow, man. We'll be back on tomorrow night, man. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about
too.
That. Yeah, we're going to finish the conversation, man. Can you really? I'm going to put a thing out on Facebook tonight. Can you get drunk off a diet Dr. Pepper? Wow. That's a good one, man. Diet Dr.
Soda.
Pepper.
Any soda or pop. Yeah. Can you get drunk off that? You know.
Yeah.
It don't have to be Dr. Pepper. You know what I'm saying?
I
any kind of pop.
Okay. You
like Dr. Pepper? You like Dr.
Wait a minute. I thought you can only get drunk off of Dr. Pepper if you put something in it. Now, which one are we talking about?
I think it's all both, man.
You know what? Before I gave my life to God, man, I used to mix this stuff up. It was yucky. Have you ever done that before, man? Mix that stuff
up? Man. I don't do it famous.
No, I'm talking about a long time ago. Have you ever
long
mixed
time.
That? Did you ever use it? You ain't even said, I ain't even said the whole question yet, man. You already said it down to it. I'm trying to figure this out. Have you ever mixed Diet Dr. Pepper or any kind of grain with different type of mixed wine or something?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you never done that? Well, I done it, and let me tell you, you want to get drunk, you get towed up from the flow up.
See, you said drunk. See, it's gonna be a gospel.
The Bible speaks about drunk.
That was it.
The Bible speaks about don't get drunk, but hey,
They don't let it control you.
That's the whole key word. You cannot let anything that you do, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. That's going to be the hot topic tomorrow. Whatever you do, you cannot let it control you. I don't care what it is. It cannot control you. If it controls you, that's when it becomes a major problem. We're going to get into, we're going to get more into this, what they call that?
We're going to finish this discussion tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we're going to finish that discussion. But we also going to finish another discussion, man, about this craziness of Walmart. And, yeah, we're going to get back into both politics, too, man, because I'm angry. But you know what? Ricky had to calm me down. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I know.
He came in there talking about the boxer. And shout out to the boxer that called me to the show. But you know what, man? I'm tripping about that. Because that's going to be an interesting thing, seeing you get up there and fight, be trained to be fight.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to send you
a picture and show you what I do.
Okay, wait a minute. You do so much, though, man. What are we talking about? Are we talking about you being a boxer?
No, I'm not a boxer. I'm a martial artist.
Okay. Well, that's close to being a boxer, right?
Yeah, but it's totally different. Boxer, martial artist, totally different.
Wait a minute. The martial artist, the karate. Oh, so you know karate. Whoa. Yeah, that's going to be
no, not karate. Not karate.
It's not
kung
karate.
Fu. Kung Fu. Kung
but
Fu and karate is totally different.
But I thought it was all the same. You nope. Still fighting with your leg and your arm, right?
No, it's totally different. I have to show you.
So we're gonna get into deep details about this tomorrow, ain't we?
Yeah, exactly. Deep.
Oh wow, this is amazing, y'all. This is amazing. We're gonna get into more hot topics tomorrow. Talk radio, 2 hours of nonstop talking tomorrow. We're gonna open up the phone lines. You can talk about whatever you want. It's whatever you want Saturday tomorrow from 7 to 9. So y'all make sure y'all call in and tell us what's on your mind.
Right.
Keep it clean. It is a gospel show, but keep it clean. But it's gospel talk radio. It's how you feel. Boy, I gave some frustration out today talking about Barack Obama. Did you hear me talking about? Man, I'm serious about that. I'm very serious about that. I know we're gonna have a lot of. The sponsors are probably looking at me and probably shaking their heads like, we got to have a serious talk with Donnie B. What you think, man?
Yeah, you know they is. You know
oh,
they,
man, I can
they're kind of fool right now. They're fool right now, but wait until tomorrow.
Especially the ministers that's probably listening to us. We got a lot of people listening to us by phone. The ministers that's listening to us, the people listening to us online, man, we gonna be the talk of the town tomorrow. I can almost guarantee by tomorrow, it's gonna be so many people talking to us. It ain't gonna be nothing like.
I'm ready.
All right, y'all. It is 9 after the hour. It's 11:09. We've got to get ready to close this part of the show. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. And remember, y'all, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night. Not the same time. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk. Did I say Blog Talk Radio, man? Blog Talk? Oh, Blog Talk Radio.
Bye, y'all.